Good morning. Yeah, it's still kind of a sparse crowd, Pastor. As we continue our series on Psalm 23, today we look at verse number 3. Psalm 23 goes like this, the first two verses. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. This morning we look at verse 3. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. He refreshes my soul. Other versions that are more familiar say he restores my soul and he leads me in paths of righteousness. Still another version said he revives my life. The Lord is the one who is shepherding me. He revives my life. Is that true for you? This is one of the most amazing verses in our Bible. He restores our soul. What restores your soul? Before we lived here, we came many times, Kathy and I, and she would say, Yellowstone restores my soul. I'm sure she said exactly that. Maybe not, but that's what she meant, and she will still say that days we go in the park, that Yellowstone restores her soul. I used to say my soul lives here. When I would tell people about Yellowstone, I would say my soul lives in Yellowstone. That's pretty much the same thing. Also for me, attending worship each Sunday provides soul restoration. I don't know about you, but if I miss a Sunday or two, I can certainly tell it in my life. Now we're going to talk about BattleBots. Does anybody watch BattleBots? No? Oh, you gotta find BattleBots. So there's a show I watch on the Discovery Channel called BattleBots. I debated whether I should use this word or not. Do we have any engineers here? I hope not. These nerdy engineering people, build these 250-pound fighting robots. And for 3 minutes, they go into this big square ring, and they try to destroy the other robot. Sometimes a bot is completely destroyed, which is my favorite. Some panel is knocked off the side or off the bottom, and the electronics of the bot come exploding out. And then they will put it on the TV in slow motion. It's a big mess, and it's really fun to watch, especially when it's in slow motion. A few weeks later, on the show, and in real time, that's less than a day because my sister has actually been to the taping of the show, that BattleBot is back together and it's in the ring for another fight. Could I put that BattleBot together? Well, the answer is there's no way. I would have no clue what to do to fix that. But the one who built the bot can restore that robot and have it ready for action. Why? Because he or she built the robot to begin with. So who made us? Well, God, of course. And when we need our soul to be restored, we should go to him. He built us. He knows what we need. And when the world tries to destroy us, he can put us back together. He can restore my soul. According to the Bible scholars that I encountered as I prepared for today, this is the only verse in the Bible that says he can restore your soul, about restoring your soul. Those four words are very important. Now, for the last part of the verse, he guides me along the right paths, and he leads me in paths of righteousness. So preparing for this moment, that verse sort of made me wonder, if we always followed our Heavenly Father when he is leading us down these paths of righteousness, would we ever need our soul restored? Well, no one knows, because so many times, opposite of what the song says, where he leads, we don't go. Therefore, we're thankful for restoration. So go to your Heavenly Father for soul restoration and let him guide you down the paths of righteousness. Let's pray. Lord, we're so thankful for Psalm 23. We're thankful for David who wrote this important psalm, and just the fact that we get to study through this and to learn more about these verses. And Lord, we just pray that every morning when we get up, we would pray that our soul be restored. We would pray for that restoration, and that we'd follow you through the day in the paths of righteousness. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
So I said,